How old are you? How old do you feel? How old do you want to get? So what age do you want to live to? And what does old mean to you? Is it like wine, we get better as we get older? Or do you want to stay young and you're scared of getting old? And there's some interesting questions, particularly if you're a parent, a teacher, a coach, a leader, and like me, an exercise professional, and you've got people in your life that you really care about. What kind of example are we setting as we get chronologically older? So for our kids, for our athletes, for our students, for the people who think that we might know what's going on in the world as a responsible adult, are we aging responsibly? Are we aging respectfully? Or are we letting ourselves go? And it's a pretty confrontational question because unfortunately, in most people's minds, and people are happy to share with me, that they don't want to get old. They have a look at what old usually looks like and I don't want to live like that. And there's an interesting curve. It's been suggested by now the anti-aging experts, and there's plenty of those in the world, that we live a certain quality of life up till a certain age. And then unfortunately, the last 10, even 20 years of our life, even though we're living longer, so the human race, because of great drugs, is living much longer than it used to. But that last 10 to 20 years of the human life is unfortunately at very poor quality. Now, not everybody has poor quality of life all of their life, and they're the people that I like to have a look at. If you have a purpose in life, and there's my really big question, if there's something that you want to achieve, something that you want to do, a difference you want to make, something or some kind of value that you want to add to your world as a legacy to leave before you die, before you get so old that you don't live anymore, and that's a really interesting thing. I'm the most optimistic, positive person I know, but we're all going to die. We're all going to get older by the minute, and we're all going to die. The question is, how are we going to live and what are we going to do from now to when our time's up? And I don't want to do that time with poor quality of life. I don't want to be unwell. I don't want to be sick. I don't want to get diseased. I don't want to be unfit. I don't want to be weak. I don't want to be fat, and I don't want to be tired or lethargic or my body rots away. How about you? And unfortunately, they're all the things that people think have to happen as we get older. Now, there's a great question that's been asked by some of the longevity folks. Is it normal to age disgracefully? Now, we often hear that word, I'm going to age gracefully. Well, what does that mean to you, if anything? And if we age disgracefully, why has that become normal? Or I'll rephrase, has it become acceptable that as we get old, yes, we get wrinkles, and yes, we slow down, and yes, we get sick, and yes, we get fat, and yes, we get diseases. And it seems to be now acceptable that that's what's going to happen when we get older. However, because longevity is now being studied, and there are some folks in the world like me who would like to live for a really long time, and I'm asking you that question because if you have a purpose, do you need to live for a long time? And I used to think that 80 or 90 was pretty old, and I probably didn't want to live much further than that. But now that I'm closer to 60 and I have so much more that I need to do in my life and so many more things I want to achieve. And most importantly, my purpose for living. And I always ask that question, why are you here? We talk at Max about the two epic moments in your life. The first one is when you were born, of course, because you were put on the planet. And the next epic moment is why? Why was I put on the planet? And when you find that out, that's pretty bloody exciting. And for me, I've always believed since the age of 13, when I had that epic moment, when I realized that my role in the world, in my life, was to inspire and excite people to be healthy, fit and strong, I thought that by the time I was 80, my mission would be complete. However, I've begun a long time ago, but it's a kind of a sad thing to realize that the human race as it is now probably doesn't care too much about living a long time with quality of life. The things that the human race is doing to itself seems to me that folks are committed to dying early and unhealthy. And that's a big generalization, but I'm not interested in what people don't want to do to stay healthy, fit and strong. I'm really interested and excited by the people that live a really long time and they're still doing all the things that they love to do. They're living a life with top quality. They're healthy, fit and strong. Their brain hasn't rotted away. And that's the really important one. If your brain's not working, the question is, what does your brain control? And of course, everything. So if you don't look after your brain, then the rest of your body rots away. But interestingly, now that I've been studying the brain, the body has a lot to do with keeping the brain healthy, as we know. So if we produce the epinephrine, adrenaline, movement drugs, because we move, because our body's under stress, that whole hormonal system, when that fires up, when we do move, when we sprint and when we lift heavy and when we overload all the systems of our body, we then have a major impact on our brain. So I love to talk about serotonin, which is a satisfaction drug, dopamine, which is a reward drug, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is fertilizer for your brain. But most importantly, when they're all pumping, the central nervous system, the brain, is firing up to stay young. Neurogenesis, which is creating new brain cells, neuroplasticity, which is changing the current brain that we've got. We have the ability to keep our brain young. So if I can stay young in my brain, in my head, with my attitude, is it possible that I can keep my body strong? Well, the beautiful answer to that question, of course, is that to keep my brain strong, I have to keep my body fit and strong, because the harder I overload my body physically, the harder my brain has to work to stay young mentally. Yay! So do we have to get old? And the answer is yes, of course. We're all going to get old chronologically. Older, but do we have to get physiologically and mentally older? And of course, the answer is no. But here's the great question: what do you want? There's probably two answers to that. There's, I think, ignorance, and I share that because, as I often talk about my dad who died of a brain rotting disease, he died of Alzheimer's. There was an ignorance then. People just expected, the medical professional expected, that as you got older, your brain rots away and you're going to die of some kind of brain rotting disease, or because your brain's not working properly, the rest of your body won't work properly. It was accepted. There's that word again. Is it normal, or have we just made it acceptable? So there was a lot of ignorance around the brain, because I asked lots of, well, I asked my father's neurosurgeon, is it possible for my father to get a healthy brain again? And the answer was no. Well, interestingly, that of course was ignorance, because we now know that you can regrow brain cells, you can produce neuroplasticity in your brain, you can force your brain to stay young and fit and healthy and mentally tough. Yay! That's very exciting. So there's no excuse now, of course, for ignorance. Can I stay fit? Can I stay strong? Can I keep my body in peak physical and mental condition? And there's plenty of information about that. So the only reason we would be ignorant of that information is if we're not interested in it, which is why me as an exercise professional, I'm very aware that people are not interested in staying healthy, fit and strong for a long time, because there's plenty of information and nobody seems particularly interested in that information. Perplexing to me, of course, but I can't control what other people do. I am very interested, as I shared, in people that are staying healthy, fit and strong all of their life. And I want to be a part of that. So the other word, of course, that becomes interesting is arrogance. So, and depending on what you consider the word arrogant to mean, could it be that you think you know everything? And the reason I share that particular definition is that was me as an exercise professional for probably the first 10, even 15 years of being an exercise professional. I was definitely ignorant, because there was so much I didn't know. And of course, now there's still so much I don't know. I'm just very happy to be learning. But I pretended that I did know. So I obviously came across as being very arrogant. And if you think you know everything, how many people are going to want to teach you anything? Of course, the answer is no. And if you think you know everything, what happens to your brain's ability to learn anymore? And unfortunately, that seems to be, and I say this very generally, that seems to be one of the challenges with a lot of the medical professionals. They've learned some stuff at university and they might have learned some stuff from life experience, but their openness to learning more seems to be determined by their ego. And I share that as very hesitatingly and very respectfully because I don't understand it. If you were a neuroscientist, or if you were a general practitioner for that matter, or if you're an endocrinologist or a cardiologist, surely you'd want to keep studying and keep learning and keep looking at all the research. And that's all that happens at our house every day. We're just learning every day. And every piece of research that comes out about how the brain works, or what's happening in the inside of muscles. They're doing a lot of study now on what high intensity activity can do to keep your muscles strong. And obviously, when you've got strong muscles, you stay young forever. The two major biomarkers for aging is the loss of muscle and loss of strength. Now, of course, when you lose muscle tissue as you get older, you become weaker. But what's really interesting about that is neither of those things need to happen. I'll rephrase the question. Why would we be so ignorant and or arrogant to not want to learn more about that? And the only answer I can think of is that people either don't care about getting older, or they just accepted the fact that they're going to get older. And I'll rephrase again, if you are a person who has a purpose and you want to live a long time because you either love your life and you just want to go keep doing great stuff and having fun, if you really enjoy your life, it's been suggested by the longevity experts, who are the ones who are they'll share with you passionately the reason they're studying longevity is because they want to live a long time. They love their life. They're excited about life. They love their kids. They love their grandkids. They love the way that they feel when they wake up in the morning, and they want to keep doing that for a really long time. They don't want to die early. So they're studying how to stay young. And those folks are really committed to the study of the muscles. And it's a really interesting thing, because when you look at what muscle does, if there was one thing that was going to keep us young, it is our muscles. If you look at all the old age diseases, all of them, muscle is the contributing factor if we lose it. So if you become weak because you've lost muscle and you've lost strength, you obviously can't move around. And if you can't move around effectively, or you can't sprint anymore, or you can't lift heavy things anymore, now your body is in a serious downward spiral. You will get cardiovascular disease, coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis. It's likely that you become overweight or obese. It's likely that your brain will rot away with Alzheimer's and dementia and all of the mental health challenges, because a weak body can't fight diseases, and a weak body has no ability to do the sprinting and the lifting and the overcoming of challenges that keeps our brain young. So if you lose your muscle, you can't keep your body young, which means you can't then produce those neurotransmitters which keep your brain young. So consequently, you get old physically and mentally. Whoa. So I'll ask the question, no reason to be ignorant, because there's plenty of information. And why would we want to be arrogant? As me, as an exercise professional and as a teacher and as a leader, and if you're a parent or a coach, surely you'd want to have all the information, as much information as you could possibly get your hands on how to keep the human body fit and strong, because a fit, strong body is the anti-aging machine. And my personal experience, I've never met anybody that's 120, but I've obviously set a new goal that I'd like to live to 120 plus. And when people ask me, how old are you? I just say, I'm 120. I look good for my age. And I'm sharing that because it's now possible, very possible, even probable, if you maintain strong muscles and strong bones and a mentally tough brain, that you'll be able to live past 120 with great quality of life. Now, the person that I always talk about, we went to study, and I'm studying every day at our house. Research is the driving force of our lives. That's another reason why we love getting up. What new research has come out today on how to keep the body healthy, fit and strong, and how to get old and get stronger and fitter as you get older. So obviously the experts, the researchers, are studying the people who are old and healthy, who are old and active, who are old and living with great quality of life. And there are several blue zones in the world now, and every day they seem to be finding a new one. Areas in the world, geographical areas, where there are people who are living over 100, and that seems to be the marker. How do you live past a century and stay healthy, fit and strong? And there's several places around the world now where there's groups of people who are over the age of 100 who are still living with great quality of life. So they're just living like normal people. They just happen to have lived for over 100 years. And I'll rephrase there. It's interesting that people don't want to get old. But if you ask the question, would you like to be 100, 120 and still be able to go skiing, still be able to make love to your partner, still be able to play your sport, still be able to do all the things that you love to do and have the wisdom and experience, life experience of somebody who's 100 years old, would you like to do that? And usually the answer is yes. It seems that we don't want to get old because we think that it's going to be a deterioration of our lifestyle. Well, of course, it doesn't have to be. So we went to study, physically study, look at one of the best blue zones in the world, people who live over 100. We went to Sardinia in Italy. And I share that because a lot of the other blue zones are areas where the food intake and the way people live is probably not something that can be easily replicated in the Western world. So it's mountainous areas and very unusual eating and food habits. The reason I chose Sardinia is Italy is obviously a very passionate country, and I wanted to find out if that's one of the reasons why people live so long, because they're so passionate. And for me, Italian food is the ultimate eating experience. I can and do often eat Italian every day. And for me, that's bread and pasta and pizza and gelati. And for my husband, that also includes wine. So we wanted to go and have a look at a blue zone where people were eating yummy food and living over 100. And how did they do that? So we hired a little car and we literally traversed around the small island. And we thought it was going to be a small island, it's actually quite a large island of Sardinia off Italy, where some of the oldest people in the world are living at top quality of life. And I share that because the people that we met, the people that we saw, the people that we experienced were not only over 100, but they were literally living like 20-year-olds. I'm going to ask another question. If you had the energy and excitement for life that you had at 20, but the life experience of a 100-year-old, how much fun would life be? So my beautiful experience physically and socially interacting with a group of people was a tiny little village on top of a mountain. It took us a long time to drive up there. And most of the people that we met had never left that little village. So that's an interesting thing to take note of. But they were all, everybody we met were over 80. And one man in particular, who was just amazing, was 103. And literally, when I asked the question, if you don't know how old you are, how old would you be? He looked about 50, and probably there's plenty of 50-year-olds that would like to look like him. He had the physique of a 20-year-old man. He was muscly. He had obviously worked outside, so he had, yes, he had wrinkly skin, but he was suntanned, and he just had this huge big smile on his face. And he was in amazing physical condition. When I had the opportunity to chat with him through a translator, he was a full-time olive farmer and had been all of his life. And he was still olive farming full-time 7 days a week at 103 years of age. He was at the pub, that's where I met him, at the bar in the middle of the tiny little village. And he was eating a pizza and he was having pasta afterwards, and he was smoking a cigar and drinking red wine, as were all of his mates. And the youngest of his mates was around 80, I think. I'm sharing that with you because if I ask most men, if you could live to 103 and still be doing what you love to do, and one of the other really fun stories that came out was that they all still play soccer. There's a gorgeous soccer, because it's Italy, so there's a gorgeous football field in the middle of this little village, and these guys are in the not in the old guys' team, they just play in the local team. And they're all playing and all over 80, including my 103-year-old legend. So they're still playing this sport. And I think I've shared this story often because it's so exciting to me. Through the translator, the 103-year-old man said, "Please tell this lady she's very lovely, but I'm going home to make love to my wife." Woohoo! Imagine being 103, still doing what you love, still playing your sport, still hanging out with your mates, still enjoying a beer, still enjoying a glass of wine, still enjoying a beautiful pizza, and still making love to your wife. Now, to me, that's called quality of life. As a woman, it's really interesting to follow aging because it seems that, and I'm again being really general, but most men seem to age a little better than women. We often hear of older men having much younger girlfriends. And that's, yes, people say, oh, that's because of his money. But it seems that older men, particularly if you look at some of the famous celebrity men, they seem to age better. Women, we spend a lot of money on trying not to get old. And it's all about the cosmetic overview of our face and our wrinkles and our makeup and our let's get Botox or let's go to the plastic surgeon or let's get liposuction or all the things that women do to stay younger. But it seems that even though we're so focused on staying young, we don't age very well. And I'll go back to the magical muscle. Is it possible that because women are not focused on staying strong, in fact, most women are the opposite. They really don't want to do strength training. And if I had a dollar for every woman that said to me, I don't want to lift weights because I'm scared of getting bigger, I think I'd be a billionaire. So many women seem so scared of lifting something heavy because they'll turn out looking like a man. Well, of course we can't. We're women, so we're not going to look like men. And the women that do end up looking like men are the ones that put male hormones into their body so that they do look like men. And I think that's probably something that we should be really aware of. Women can't naturally look like a man. We have to take drugs to do that. And there are some women that want to, and they want to be strong, and they want to be able to lift really heavy things, and they want to be able to have large amounts of muscle. And often it's for competition reasons, athletic reasons, or they don't want to be weak. That's pretty exciting, isn't it? But what they don't or may not be aware of is that a really strong woman is not going to get old. She's not going to get weak. Her brain's not going to rot away. Her metabolism's going to stay fast, so she's not going to get fat. And I'll rephrase, I'm a woman. And I'm really excited that as I get older, and just today, I've been putting together lots of photos from our life, and I do it every year, and I'm up to, we've got a large selection of probably 20,000 photos now, but I'm constantly adding to new folders of our life. And I did some comparisons today of when I was 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, and I'm really excited that I'm fitter and stronger as an old woman than I was as a young woman. I've got stronger muscles. I've got more muscle definition. I feel and love my body more than I ever have, and I'm an old lady. It was interesting at 20 because I bought into for a little while light weights for women and heavy weights for men. Well, that just simply means little results for women and big results for men. And is it possible that men age more effectively because they're aware of strong muscles, and women, we age so poorly because we allow our bodies to get old because we don't maintain our muscles? Now, we can't build more muscle, but we can maintain the muscle we were given. Between the age of 20 and 30 has been suggested by the exercise physiologists and biomechanists that that's the largest amount of muscle we're ever going to have as women. Somewhere between 20 and 30 we reach our peak, and after that it's downhill. If you don't do strength training, if you don't overload your muscles and bones, you will lose muscle tissue. You'll lose that, and that means strength. And I'll go back to the experts. They're the two biomarkers for aging. If you lose muscle size and you lose muscle strength, you'll get old really fast. Your metabolism slows down, so you get fat faster. Everything about your life becomes more complicated, particularly staying fit, because the only way to get fit is to sprint, is to overload your heart and lungs. And if you're trying to run really fast, jump high,
punch a bag, skip really fast, sprint on a bike, sprint on a treadmill, sprint on a rowing machine, push your body really hard. You can't do that if you've got weak muscles. And that seems to be what happens as women get older. They slow down. They go walking instead of running. They go slow jogging instead of sprinting. And the only way to get that chemical response in your brain, the neurotransmitters that keep your brain young, is to sprint really fast, get puffed, overload your heart and lungs, and obviously overload your muscles so that they stay strong. So let's wrap all of that up. Can you stay young? Yes. Can you stay fit and strong? Yes. Can you have great quality of life for the rest of your life? Yes. As a woman, do you have to get older? Yes, chronologically, but not physiologically. Now, the wrinkles is not something that we can do too much about. The body's going to age, and that's the only organ in the body that they haven't really got much control over. But you've seen women, I'm sure, who are 60 and 70 and they've got a great plastic surgeon. But what's the use of having a young face if you've got an old body? What's the use of having liposuction and having all your bits and pieces put together? And I'll just give you a really interesting story. I've got a really good friend and a business associate who is one of Australia's top plastic surgeons. And I've taken many, many of my clients to see Terry because they've said, oh, the exercise is all too hard. Can we please go to a plastic surgeon and get some help? And Terry is very happy to tell people, I'm not going to touch your body until it's in peak physical condition. If you get plastic surgery and you're weak and you're unfit, the plastic surgery's, yeah, it might look good for 5 minutes, but your body is literally wasting away, rotting away if you're not fit and strong. So why would I waste my time and your money on something that isn't going to work long term because you're not fit and strong? So a lot of my clients, he just sent them away with these words, go and exercise with Rowie or K-Man for another year, get your body in peak physical condition. And if you still think you need plastic surgery, then we'll have a chat. So I'm sharing that with you because when I say age gracefully, there's that expression age disgracefully or irresponsibly. As a mum, as a grandma, as a parent, a teacher, a coach, a leader, all the things that our kids are looking at and wanting to be inspired by and wanting to be excited by, if they see us disrespectfully aging, so we're not looking after ourselves, we're not putting in high performance fuel, we're not looking after our brain, so we're not sprinting and lifting heavy to push those neurotransmitters through our body that keeps our brain young and keeps our body young, then they're going to think that getting old is normal. But the really big challenge we've got, and this is something please be really aware of, if you're 40, 50, 60 years of age and you're in a leadership position, it's likely that your upbringing was active. And even if you weren't sporty or even if you weren't involved in physical activity, life demanded of us that long ago, we did more things. And I know that the teenagers now, the kids now would laugh at what I'm about to share, but telephones were connected to the wall, and if it rang, you had to actually get off your ass and go and answer the phone. If you wanted to change the channel on the television, you actually had to get up. If you wanted to lift your garage door, you had to lift it. There was no remote control. You had to take the stairs. There were very few escalators and lifts, and we were generally active as a human race. So it was difficult to become overweight. And most of us, if you're 40, 50, 60 years of age, you had a childhood like that. So even if you weren't physically active, life demanded of you to be active. If you have a look now at 40, 50, 60-year-olds, they've aged disgracefully. Most people that are older look older and they've become overweight and they've slowed down and their quality of life is very poor. But they had a foundation of exercise. They had a foundation of physical activity, or they had a foundation of just an active life because life forced it on them. So what about our kids now? Our kids are being born into a world where labor-saving devices, being unfit, not doing any physical activity, school sport has become, in most schools, something that only really good sports people do, and really easy to get out of if you don't like doing sport. And the act of physical activity has become almost zero in schools. And I share that because I invest a lot of time in schools. And it seems even that, and again, I'm being general, but a lot of teachers don't want to do PE, physical education, physical activity. And particularly in primary schools, that responsibility is with the teacher. There is no physical activity teacher. There is no PE teacher. So if your school teacher is not interested in physical activity, that means that the students are not getting physical activity. And now our kids are growing up in a world literally where what is their future going to be like? They're started at the arse end of the energy aging timeline. They've got no foundational fundamentals of health and fitness. And I'll share that again. The people that had a great active lifestyle when they were young haven't aged gracefully because they haven't maintained that physical activity. Unfortunately, our kids that are inactive, what are they going to be like at 30, 40, 50, 60? And I'll ask that question again. How old do you feel? And have you met people who tell you that they're 30 and they feel like they're old, or they're scared of being 30 because they already feel old at 25? I don't want to be dramatic. I am sharing, however, that it doesn't have to be that way. This is the ultimate solution. If you maintain a fit, strong body, that of course will mean that you can stay healthy, your brain and your physical body, and they work together, puffing and sprinting to get fit. And lifting heavy to maintain your muscles and bones pumps those neurotransmitters into your brain so that you can stay mentally tough as well, which means you stay young. So there's the question. What is your choice? Do you want to age responsibly and gracefully and have an active, amazing lifestyle for as long as you're alive? Or will you choose to age disgracefully, irresponsibly, and get old really fast? And when I say choose, we can no longer use ignorance. If you don't know that it's possible to stay young, there's plenty of information around. All you've got to do is how to stay young. And yes, there's all different ideas and opinions and suggestions, and experts will give you all sorts of information. But ultimately, nobody's arguing that if you maintain your muscle, and I'll share again, the top anti-aging experts in the world will share that the two things that get us old or make us old the fastest are a loss of muscle and a loss of strength. And of course, when you lose muscle size, you lose muscle strength. The two of them go together. So the question is, what are you doing to maintain your muscles, to make sure that they don't waste away, they don't rot away, particularly as a woman, because we only have what we've been given. Those lucky blokes, the men, they get to put on extra muscle size if they want to. If a guy overloads his muscles, he's likely he'll put on 2, 3, 5, 10 kilos of muscle, which means he's going to have a much faster metabolism and stay young for a really long time. Very few women age gracefully because they are not even interested in maintaining their muscle. And if we, even if we could get bigger, which we can't, but if we could, wouldn't that be awesome? Because we'd have a faster metabolism, we'd have less chance of getting old, we would less chance of getting fat as we get old. And of course, when you've got strong muscles and a strong body, mentally and physically, you can now handle all of the other things that life will throw at us, including a tough pregnancy or pregnancies, a tough menopause. If you're fit and strong, menopause becomes a much more simple process, if any kind of challenge at all. So irresponsibly or responsibly, disgracefully or gracefully, with a poor quality of life and just existing until we die, or top quality of life and loving life till the minute we die? And that's the ultimate question. Everybody else that chooses to age irresponsibly will have great quality of life up until a certain age, and then it's a downward spiral, or it's a downhill curve. And for most people, the last 10 to 20 years of their life are pretty miserable. Their life really has no quality. Here's the ultimate. You live and you live and you live and you live and you love your life, and you wake up every day loving what you do, and you can do it. And at one stage, one day, you have a wonderful day. You do all the things that you love to do. You eat beautiful food, you exercise, you live your life the way you love it, and you're 100, 120, and you go to sleep that night and you just don't wake up. So you die peacefully in your sleep. So there's no downward spiral, there's no downward curve. You just live and love your life, live and love your life, live and love your life, and then one day you just die peacefully in your sleep. Is that a choice? And that's a great question. I'm not going to test the other alternative. I'm not going to get weak and sick and age disgracefully and see how my life's going to end. I'm going to live and breathe a healthy, fit, strong, responsible adult all of my life because I want our kids to know that it is possible. The man in Sardinia proved to me that you can live great quality of life for as long as you decide to. And I'm not even sure he decided to. I just think he was living his life and loving it. And I could see by the look on his face that he was. And just as an interesting side note, he had really great posture. His shoulders were pulled back. He didn't look like an old guy. He looked like a young guy. And I would love that for everybody. I've now met some really old people chronologically, who are living as young people, and I wish that for everybody. So may you age gracefully and live with great quality of life to the day that you die peacefully in your sleep.